Resetting our lives for the year ahead is a good practice. Over the next few days, we'll examine our life's priorities. So, let's get our bearings and put life into proper perspective. And there's no better way than to do this than focusing on God. He is the center point of life. But is he yours? The Westminster Shorter Catechism, formulated in 1646, is made up of 107 questions and answers. It was designed to educate children in Christian truth. The most famous question is the first: what is the chief end of man? And the answer is, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. However, our sinful default setting is to place ourselves at the center of the universe. So this faulty thinking must be challenged and rectified, for God is actually at the center of the universe. He is the creator God who made everything, including us, for his glory. And he rightfully deserves the glory. From his acts in creation and throughout history, God's matchless character is seen. He is perfect and reveals his glory. Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, because you have created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. Someone defined God's glory like this: the simplest explanation of God's glory is the way he manifests his character, his beauty, and his perfections. The glory of God is the visible expression of his unseen attributes. God's glory is seen in the splendor of creation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Psalm 19, verse 1. So, as you gaze at the magnificence of God's creation, you get a little glimpse of his awesome power and splendor. The majestic mountains display his power. The mighty thunder and lightning shows forth his glory. And on occasion, God revealed his glory. Moses asked God to show him his glory. God replied, saying, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you." But God added, "You cannot see my face, for humans cannot see me and live. Then I will take my hand away, and you will see my back, but my face will not be seen." Exodus chapter 33, verses 19 and 20, as well as verse 23. Moses saw God's glory as he passed by. God's glory also descended on the tabernacle where God's presence dwelt. The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was unable to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud rested on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 and 35. Yet the greatest revelation of God's glory was seen in Jesus. The Apostle John testifies, "Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory. The glory is the one and only Son from the Father. No one has ever seen God. The one and only Son, who is himself God and is at the Father's side, he has revealed him." John chapter 1, verse 14 and 18. Further, Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his nature. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. And in the new creation, there is no need for the sun or the moon to shine, because the glory of God illuminates the new city. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23. Absolutely amazing. Our purpose in life is to do everything for God's glory. In your everyday life, glorify God. So, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. And let your light so shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Let God's glory radiate from your life. To glorify God means that in everything you do, say, or think, you to reflect his greatness and glory. You don't make God great, for he is great. Just show it. Make a point of making much of God in your everyday life. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, Thank you for revealing your glory, most especially in Jesus. Help me to glorify you in all of my life. Amen.